You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and joining me today are Alan Banks and Tony Malika from Coastline Sight and Hearing Community, and Sue Vasey from the Sue Vasey Riding School. Thank you all so much for joining me today. So we're here to talk about the work that you've been doing recently. So first of all, Alan, would you be able to explain for us, for anybody who's not aware, what Coastline Sight and Hearing Community is and what it does?
Yeah, we started about 2 to 3 years back, and we do activities to help with the sight loss and hearing people in around the area. We do such as bingo nights, we do such as quiz nights, we've been horse riding, as we're going to talk about. We do lots of activities, try and do at least 20 a year if we can, but we're there also on the end of the phone for any of our people that want to talk to us.
Lots of different stuff happening there. What was the inspiration to start the group in the first place?
We kind of, myself and Tony, got together. We felt where we were before, it wasn't really happening and what we planned to do or what we wanted to do. And I did the activity side of it. Tony did behind the scenes work and phone calls and getting people together. And we just invited people, didn't have to come, but if people wanted to come and do activities, the invite was there for them to come with the guide dogs and people with sight and hearing loss and their families and their peers. It was just to get a community together to show that we were getting out in the community and showing people that with our disabilities we can still do things that other people do.
Absolutely. And Tony, it must have been so important, like you said, to be those people on the end of the phone for people during the pandemic and those people knowing that they have you at the end of the phone line if they need to talk to somebody, because it was really isolating, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was hard to not be a bit negative, because obviously, even if they were isolated, you had to still keep a positive mindset. And obviously, just hearing voice on the other side, it just lifted the moral. And we also, even if it was difficult, obviously, to go on about, we still tried to connect with them. We had a grant that obviously we had Amazon Echoes, so they could connect between members and obviously have a chat through the video calls.
And recently you've been working together, Sue, to give some of the people that you work with to provide the service to get involved with horse riding with the Sue Vasey Horse Riding School. Sue, can you tell us a little bit about how this collaboration came about in the first place?
Really, it's only sort of been going the last couple of years. The year before lockdown, we did a horse riding day where we did a full day and I provided with them sandwiches and cakes afterwards. So it was more of like a get together with everybody. Because I've ridden since I was about 13, I stopped when the boys came along, because obviously they had disabilities with their eyesight and hearing, and once the boys were old enough I wanted to go back to doing the riding. And the horses that we've got, they're so good. I thought it'd be a good experience for the blind and hearing, because the boys have ridden, my boys, before, and I just thought it'd be nice for other people who are blind or, you know, the hearing could have a go. Some may not have ridden before, so it was lovely that first year to do that. And then of course we wanted to do it for a second year, but we couldn't do anything because of COVID. And then this year's been the first year back that we could do it again. So again, we did a nice day, they brought sandwiches, and it was lovely that everybody that had a ride who maybe hadn't ridden before came off smiling, relaxed, and it was just such a good experience.
I've spoken to a few blind and partially sighted people before about horse riding and what that brings into their life. What do you think it brought to the people who tried it out maybe for the first time with you? What do you think it brought for them?
There was one lady that springs to mind who was so scared to get on. She was very nervous. But once she got on and we went round the field once, you could see all that excitement was there. She was relaxed, she had a smile on her face, and I just think it gave her such confidence just to think that she could actually have a ride on a horse and not feel scared, you know, and it's the freedom as well. So I think a lot of them would gain confidence from having a ride. So yeah, I definitely think that it's well worth doing. We enjoyed it, it was lovely.
How important do you think it is for charities and organisations and different businesses to collaborate on projects like this, to give people different opportunities and different experiences, you know, working with other people and doing different things?
I think it's very important because everybody deserves a chance to have a normal life as such, you know. And I think that that is an amazing thing for anybody who can't see or can't hear. So, yeah, definitely. I think any activity that we can find, I'm sure that our team could put something together and make that work for that person. And we are doing lovely things and lots more people are getting involved, which is great. We want people to know about what we are doing. And so that's good.
And on the note of people finding out more and getting in touch, you can find out more about Coastal Sight and Hearing Community on their Facebook page. And you'll also be able to find out more about the Suvesi Riding School there as well. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining me today on RNIB Connect Radio.